Do you listen to podcasts? Yes, of course. You're listening to this episode here. But how does it look usually in such a way with you? Are you an intensive podcast listener, or is this one of your first podcasts? Quite independent of this, podcasts are becoming more and more popular. In a survey by YouGov in the summer of 2021, 41% of respondents from Ireland said they had listened to a podcast in the last month. In Austria, it was just about one-third, and in Germany, a quarter of those interviewed people. Bitkom research studies shows that in Germany, the number of podcast listeners has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And how about you? Do you listen to podcasts too? Do you listen to them often or only once in a while? And the next question, when do you prefer to listen to them? Do you listen to your favorite podcast when you are on the go? Like 47% in a survey of podcast listeners in Germany carried out by Ad Alliance and the publisher Gruner & Jahr in 2020. Or are you one of the slightly more than 50% who listen to podcasts while working at home? And 30% said in this survey that they better fall asleep when listening to a podcast. Well, there we are already in the middle of our topic. This episode is about what a podcast even is. My name is Christian Huber, but please just call me Christian. I enjoy podcasting and would like to share my experiences with you. You're listening to the Ultimate University Course in Academic Podcasting, from theory to implementation. You want to be a content creator? You want to be an expert in audio recording and post-production for podcasts? Then this is the right place for you. Well, you probably already know, podcast is a composed word created somewhere after the year 20,000 and started to be used by audio bloggers. At least that's what Wikipedia says. Podcast is a portmanteau. Have you ever heard this word before? If not, what it means is not so difficult. A portmanteau is a new word composed of several parts of other words. So the first part of podcast sounds, well, like the brand name of a portable media player. I'm sure you can hear that. The second part of the word includes broadcast. So podcast is a portable distribution of audio content, something like a radio broadcast. One thing I think is very important. A podcast is basically a very democratic medium. Anyone can record a podcast and put it on the web, and everyone can choose what interests them from a countless number of offerings. Content on demand, and what's more, the content we want to listen to. A podcast does not require a broadcasting license, expensive equipment, or professional training. No, anyone can make a podcast. Of course, then, as with all media that are very democratic, there is also the problem that I have to listen very carefully to see whether the information is correct and true or whether it is fake news. Podcast can also fulfill another very important task. Education for all, especially in regions of the world where the education infrastructure is much worse than ours. Here, podcasts can support learning. Even before the days of podcast, radio broadcast brought the schooling and education to rural areas. Today, more and more podcasts are doing this. They can offer time-shifted content and are easier to handle than videos in terms of internet bandwidth as well as production. And that brings us to the next question in this podcast episode. What makes a podcast different from text and video? So stay tuned. Compared to text and video content, podcasts can mostly be listened to on the go. Text requires to read and your eyes have to scan line by line. There's not much more left for other activities on the fly. With video, it's at least the same. If the content is not transported via audio, but a lot is showed via motion pictures, you miss something if you look away for a moment. With many podcasts, you can, well, drive a car, look out of the window on the train, ride your bike, or no, the attention is too much when you have your headphones on and you don't hear everything that's going around. But while making dinner, ironing, vacuuming and mopping, washing windows and dishes and many other activities while I've listened to a podcast episode. And you might too, right? So multitasking is possible with podcasting, at least most of the time. However, podcasts have one major disadvantage compared to text and videos. With podcasts, you have to listen continuously. You can skip a text, you can skim ahead, you can skip these sections and still get an overview of the content or at least of what you want to read in more detail. With video, well, sometimes it works especially the same. If the player offers fast forward skipping and, best of all, if you can watch or get small thumbnails of what's happening in the quick view. So I like to jump to a next scene or watch something again repeatedly. Because podcasts, or shall I say pure audio content, don't perform that well here, we have to take that into account in the creation of the content. There is, for example, the possibility to mark individual sections, or rather than start a new content section via skipping marks and time codes. In addition, I think it's good to repeat what has been said several times so that the listeners get the most important part again and again. This would be a sometimes rather negative repetition in a text and also not always great in a video. So let me come to another advantage of podcasts compared to texts. Podcasts can transport emotions. Here, a human voice speaks to you. You don't have this possibility when reading a text. And yet, podcast serves your fantasy and imagination because you don't see everything. You just hear it. That's why my kids and grandkids love audiobooks. Here you don't have to imagine everything yourself. You can hear the emotions of the speakers and the noise in the background. And yet you're not left with some of the fantasy that is rather taken away from you when you watch a movie. Surely you've been annoyed that the movie has taken away your own illusion of a book you've read before. So in conclusion, podcasts can be listened to in a multitasking way, but you have to stay tuned and listen continuously. A quick scan, well, doesn't work as well as with a text or video. But with podcasts, emotions can be transported and your imagination still has a lot of freedom. Last but not least, let's take a look at the production costs. How does your podcast production compare to other media? And what tips can you use yourself if you want your podcast to be low cost but of studio level quality? Podcasts offer a very individual selection of content that you can listen to at any time and in almost any place. I tried to explain this in more detail just a few seconds before. Now it's about the production conditions. Podcasts can be created with very little effort. Everyone today has a smartphone with a, I think, relatively good quality of an internal microphone. Well, if you pay attention to your ambient noise and make your recording in a really quiet place, there's little to disturb your listening. Yes, you can spend expensive money on a professional microphone and audio hardware, but there's no need to have this. You can make the audio quality even better when you move your recording location to your wardrobe. Yes, you heard me right. That's no joke. A perfect studio sound for recording voices has a small amount of echo. This is solved in the studio in an expensive way with corresponding acoustic absorbers and selected and tuned reflectors. The echoes can be minimized, for example, by using heavy textiles and special foam materials. The sound waves are then not reflected but absorbed. And that's exactly what you can get in a perfect way just in your wardrobe at home. Of course, only if you don't just have leather clothes in there, fluffy wool sweaters, heavy cotton jeans, and the open pore surface of socks create a sound that is almost studio quality. It's definitely better than recording in a tiled room or in a room with lots of hard surface of glass, wood flooring, and concrete walls. Just give it a try. Speak into your wardrobe sounds much better and more professional right away. Some podcasters put a thick towel or a fluffy blanket over their head. Then the sound that still comes out of the wardrobe can no longer be reflected on the walls behind you. Yes, this all sounds very funny at first, but it works very well. Let's go to the sound editing and audio mixing. Professional audio editing software is available open source for many platforms, so you can also produce very well here in the low-cost area. Yes, you should definitely pay attention to the recording and audio quality, because not only I find it exhausting and tiring when the quality to hear is very poor and interrupted. Therefore, never record via video chat or audio call. If you are talking to someone else, for example, during an interview, then all participants should record the audio themselves with their own smartphones in their wardrobe and then send it to you one by one. This way, you can mix the final audio file with several tracks quite individually. So, now it's your turn to test it yourself. Have you already checked how the dictation app works on your smartphone and how your wardrobe sounds? Not yet? Then go ahead! This was the episode where I told you about the advantages and challenges of podcasting. In the last few minutes, you could also hear some tips and tricks on how to get good audio quality on very low cost. And you can do it yourself, using only your smartphone and your wardrobe.